I'm Mountain John. I'm a troubadour, and I've been on the road for 32 years, writing poetry and music and entertaining folks all over the world. At the present time, I live in a little town called Somerset, Pennsylvania. It's in western Pennsylvania in the Laurel Mountains. And as you folks all know, we just experienced a miracle there at the Cue Creek Mine. I called my mother on the telephone to tell her what had been going on after they got all 9 men out. And she put my brother-in-law, who's in the radio business, Mr. Pat Benton, on the telephone, and Pat said, "My goodness, John, you're living in the middle of a miracle. Write something." I said, "Pat, I don't write that way. I always wait until the good Lord tells me what to write." Well, sure enough, the next morning I was up in Grantsville, Maryland, at the Castleman Motel and Restaurant, sitting out on the porch watching the clouds go by a clear blue sky. And all of a sudden I started writing this poem, "The Miracle at Cue Creek Mine." The clouds cover up the clear blue sky. It's black as coal down in the mine. Life goes on day by day. It's hard to feed a family on a miner's pay. Another day with no daylight, that's the way for a miner's life. Nobody knew as they left home, 9 would stay and 9 would go. Coal dust flying, dirty and black. Out of nowhere you hear, "Get back!" A wall of water 4 feet high, and they all thought they'd drown and die. 9 men scrambled from a coal black grave. 9 more below were left to save. Nose deep in water, the boss threw a rope, nowhere to go and not much hope. They finally stumbled to a shaft up high, and they all crawled in and prepared to die. Cold and wet and scared to death, they huddled for warmth and prayed for breath. They spoke of home, heaven, and hell, and many things they would never tell. They heard the machines from way up high, prayed for forgiveness, and tried not to cry. Families gathered in the old fire hall, prayer groups formed to save them all. Drilling crews came from far away, they worked like dogs day after day. 9 knocks came on a ventilation pipe, 12 hours gone, and they were all right. A hope, a prayer, a thread of light. They worked for 3 days and 4 long nights. The town folks came with hot, warm food. Will they make it or not? No one knew. The governor cried. The families prayed. The drills kept drilling. There were men to save. 70-some hours, and the drills broke through to a would-be grave and the mining crew. 9 were alive, wet and cold, a miracle for all, 250 feet below. The Cue Creek Mine. A Pennsylvania town. Brought together by prayer, lost faith was found. The clouds blew away and left a clear blue sky. 9 lucky miners are still alive.